Out to the neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with David Dick, Chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils, up next.
When you think of a metal building, does something ordinary come to mind? If it does, then you aren't thinking a Mueller custom building. With our in-house engineers ready to design complex projects, we think beyond the normal standard of metal buildings. From something as simple as adding a lean-to for your boat or RV, to designing a 3-in-1 home, workshop, and storage facility, we manufacture your building to suit your needs. And the customization doesn't stop at design. Mueller offers more than 30 designer colors to get the look you desire, along with a 30-year limited paint warranty to get the peace of mind you deserve. Our highly trained sales staff is here for you, offering face-to-face customer service at 29 locations across the Southwest. Go online at MuellerInc.com to find a branch near you. And while you're there, view our extensive photo gallery, which shows how Mueller thinks outside the metal box. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal building or roofing project today. That's 877-268-3553.
It's been a long week for some members of the Cattlemen's Beef Board trying to keep up with exactly what the executive committee of that body trying to do. The executive board earlier this week sent out a complicated and very extensive proposal to rank and file members of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, asking for their approval of structural changes as to how the CBB operates and interacts with the Federation of State Beef Councils and Contractors, principally the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. These recommendations came from a group that they called the Roles and Responsibilities Committee. Well, after several Cattlemen's Beef Board members basically howled in protest over an electronic vote without any open discussion, the CBB executive leadership said they, in an email on Thursday afternoon, have terminated the email voting on the recommendations and will include a discussion of the recommendations on the agenda of their session this summer in Florida, their mid-year conference. According to David Dick, the chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils within the NCBA, it's been a matter of seemingly trying to sidestep the Federation and also move some of the functions from the operating committee and the Federation over exclusively to the CBB.
You know, some of the changes that they're looking at and what they rolled out here through their process kind of are moving some of the things that are purview of the operating committee over into what would be either the full board or the executive committee role. And I think that's where you lose your balance.
David Dick says one of the unfortunate things about this proposal, nobody from the Cattlemen's Beef Board ever has bothered to talk with members of the Federation of State Beef Councils about these ideas of radical change.
We're not out there by ourselves, and it's kind of disappointing if they haven't come and said, you know, hey, we're thinking about this. How would you all view this, or how would it be perceived out in the country, or what's your idea for a way to do it better? And they really haven't done that. And we would engage with them because we're all in this little project together on the checkoff. So I just hope that maybe we, between now and then, can just sit down and have a discussion with them about some of these things and why we think they're an issue for us, and to listen to them in turn to see why they want to do it this different way, because I'm sure there's merit on both sides, just like that operating committee is set up with 10 and 10. You gain balance from the discussion.
Chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils, David Dick, he's from the state of Missouri. Looks like this will be a big topic of conversation at the midsummer meeting of the cattle industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, it's coming. The Ratliff Ranch's annual spring bull and commercial female sale is set for 12 noon Saturday, April 2nd at the ranch in Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 650 head, including a powerful set of 150 Angus and Sem-Angus bulls, over 500 commercial females to sell as well. For more information, you can call Ratliff Ranch's 918-256-5561 or go to our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the auction button. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.